Welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. It is December 15th, Wednesday, I think. Max, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Feeling fresh, feeling fly, post-game from work. You know, 9 to 5. I'm on my 5 to 9 right now, so I'm good.
5 to 9. It's more like 5 to, like, midnight.
Yeah, no, it's really 5 to midnight.
Yeah. People don't see all the stuff behind the scenes, but we got a show here. Max, I want to roll right into it.
Let's go.
Woody Roundup.
They tell me round up all the hogs I got and put them in a pen.
Want me to round up some moms and clowns while we're at it?
Round up your weapons, folks!
Let me round up the troops here.
Woody Roundup. We are going to film, I think it'll become a vlog. We'll see what we get out of it. We're going to SantaCon in Saratoga this Saturday. I've never been to a SantaCon. Have you, Max?
No, I've never been. I mean, I've sat on Santa's lap when I was a kid, but I've never been to a SantaCon. So.
Okay, that's a stretch. That's different. that's different than SantaCon. I don't think we're going to be doing that. But there's going to be a lot of Santa Clauses there. Or at least it's encouraged to dress up like them. We're going to go wearing just hats. I'm going to make us some custom sweaters. You, Chris, and I, we invited a bunch of friends. And
all
it's just going to be a... Yeah, it's going to be, from what I've gathered, I've heard people go to SantaCons before. It's a giant day drinking, bar hopping thing. So Okay. Any wingers listening, any friends of the show, come out, say hi to us. We're going to be having fun. We're going to be in our natural habitat drinking, and we're going to be knocking a few back and saying hi to people. We'll do some interviews with people, too. So
with microphones.
Yes. We're going to... So maybe you guys can venture into the Wingman of the Year universe and get on some of our content. We'd love to talk to you. So come out, have a beer, bring a friend, and buy them a beer. That's the Wingman thing to do. Trade rounds, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's going to be a good time.
If you want something from San for Christmas, let us know in the comments. We'll tell them for you.
Yeah, we're part. Friends, we're like Santa's fucking elves, man. Yeah. Elves, the original wingmen, man. And I'm not talking Lord of the Rings elves. I'm talking Santa's elves, like Buddy the Elf.
Oh, yeah. Will Ferrell. You're fucking Buddy.
Dude, I wish we were Lord of the Rings elves, though.
Like the little, like...
I'm such a nerd. Like Am I a nerd?
Yeah, though, you go hard in the paint, dude. I never thought you'd be such a sneaky nerd, but you are.
Why would I not like that stuff? I'm a dude, like...
I
grew up watching, like... I don't know, like, The Mummy Returns and, you know, I don't know, Star Wars, Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, I get it. I fuck with some Star Wars. I get it. But Lord of the Rings is a fucking investment. Jesus Christ.
It is. The Hobbits and stuff that just came out. Like, they came out like 10 years ago at this point. But those were so good. I love that shit, man. I just wanted to grow up wielding a sword. I thought I was going to be like... something more than I am now. I probably disappointed my younger self by becoming a podcaster. But, you know, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. So, Wingers, SantaCon, this Saturday, be there or be square. Hang out with us. We want to see you. Yeah. We want to invite more people into our world. But let's go back in time because we just went forward in time. Last Saturday... Chris and I, we went to UAlbany basketball game, did some interviews. We only got 3 interviews, but they were pretty fire, I thought, because we're trying to get more into the interview, like Wingman in the Wild, I think is what we're going to call it. I know we just fucking shit out Wingman on every piece of content we do and just like, Wingman this, Wingman, you know, it's like a fucking pick a word to go with Wingman.
It's a great brand. Why not?
It really does go with everything. Like, I'm a genius for coming up with it. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know if you agree, Max, but...
I think you're pretty decent. You're solid.
Right. But, we went to the UAlbany game. You guys went to the Siena game together and whatnot before, like, a couple weeks ago when I was in Florida.
Right.
Getting hammered and whatnot. But got some great interviews. Found some wingmen. Found some wing women. And I was asking we're bringing some new questions in. Instead of just asking, are you a wingman? I'm asking them, people date in college. I'm asking college kids this. And I'm like, and I'm taking like two people, like two friends. I'm like, talk your friend up to like a girl, like act like you're at a party. How are you going to sell this person to like, you know, hook up with this person? And I'm asking the girl, I'm like, all right, talk to me like I'm a random guy at a party and convince me to like get with your friend. And, you know, just to see that what they'd say about their friends and whatnot. And, you know, promote wingman culture because it's a lost art. So we've got some great interviews at the UAlbany basketball game. We'll probably be going to more of those. I want to go to anything where we can go talk to people, anything, any gathering of people in the 518 area. Because I'm sick of traveling to Jersey, but I'll do it. Tyler's
no, 518, Joseph 802 Love. We got a couple spots over here we can probably do also. But yeah, gatherings in this neck of the woods would be fun. So definitely drop us some follows and let us know. We obviously can like read some calendars too, but it keeps it fun if you guys have ideas.
Yeah, definitely let us know. One last little Woody Roundup thing. Christmas is coming up, okay, Max?
And yep.
Just in time. We got some new shirt designs. Max and I worked very hard on these. We're calling them the Woody Varsity logos or designs or shirts. Varsity logos on t-shirts.
The Varsity.
Yes. So it's literally like a college font. Like whatever you see. Like I think of like Wisconsin. Like when I like think of like the college like font and whatnot. Because it's just like, I don't know. And it's got the W.
Well, we did a little sneak preview in last week's episode in your intro. So they kind of know. And maybe I'll put it up here. So.
Yep. And it should be. There should be a post before this comes out on our gram. So go grab one of those. We'll probably put a coupon up on there. Order those quick because, you know, holiday shipping. It's rough. But support Wingman of the Year. Get yourself a hat. Get one of these fire shirts. Like, these are way better than our other Woody shit. We haven't even had clothing with the logo on it with the name Wingman of the Year. So now people will know, recognize the logo with the name. And it's our best design yet. And it's almost the simplest, too. And simple is good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great look.
Yep. So that's it for Woody Roundup. Max, it's time to transition into another segment. This is our second time doing it. Wingman fails.
He's a really shitty wingman.
You fail me yet again, Starscream.
Don't fail me again.
So, put the video right here. I feel like, Max, you always do that. You're like, all right, we're going to put the video somewhere over here. And you always point to the wrong way, but it's hard to tell.
Oh, it is. It's so hard to tell.
Yeah, you're always like, I'm like, dude, it's over here.
I love how we try to treat like ESPN or First Take with like the edits and stuff, but it's like a little bit of that homemade like quirkiness to it. So
yeah, we don't got it like that. We don't got it like that. We're self-made millionaires over here.
I love
it. So all right, Wingman fails. We got a guy. He's hitting. I don't know where he's from. I just posted some TikToks about it too and did some, got my reaction out there already. So some of you people might have already seen this and whatnot if you follow us. Go follow us if you don't. Hammering into you motherfuckers about that. Woody Official and Wingman of the Year. And go get the shirts on wingmanoftheyear.com. That's where you can find those. We didn't say that. We got to get better with that, Max.
Yes, wingmanoftheyear.com. wingmanoftheyear.com.
So, this guy, he's at a bar. And he is just going up to girls. He goes and talks to two girls. They're like, no. You can tell they're not interested. They're like turning their shoulders.
Right.
And this
right.
proceeds to go on. He talks to five or six different groups of girls, and they are just not fucking interested at all. And then the video ends. It's probably like a 20-second video. But the problem I have is that there's a guy filming. It's got to be his buddy, right? It's got to be his buddy. And he's just filming, and he's not helping him. He's not being a wingman, so that is a big wingman fail in my book. And I'd like to say it's probably the problem with our generation and the generation below us is, like, first thing you do, it's, like, whip out your phone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And You know, sometimes you see this with like, it's like way like deeper stuff. Like, oh, you like film someone getting the shit kicked out of them and not help them.
It's yeah, not that world bad. Star kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. People's first reaction is not to help people. We're wingman of the year. It's all about helping your fucking brother, your sister, whatever.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stop doing that. We got to step in. We got to help motherfuckers. And this is a big, big, big fail. And put the phone down, help out. But I don't know. I don't know. What, Max, what would this guy, Max, you got any wingman tips at a bar to like help a buddy out off the top of your head?
I feel like if you have the camera, right, he's trying to get involved. But I was talking to one of my coworkers at work. I shared the video with him, right? And he said the same thing. It's like, bring that camera in. Do like the selfie. We got elbows. We have thumbs. And be like, hey, do you see this fine fella? And you're still getting the documentation with the execution and inspiration to help your boy. And
right,
throw that shit on a fortune cookie. But fucking Christ. If you got, I get the first couple, but then you gotta realize there's a problem, and it's not about the look; it's about the hook. No, but you know what I mean, like, I really think it is. Like, you can find a way that, kind of like when we film content, right? Like, we're kind of finding a way of like, all right, we're documenting, but we'll break the fourth wall if it helps the cause.
Right, right. Yeah. One, it's really shitty. But if you're trying to play wingman at a bar. Done it multiple times. It doesn't have a high success rate, but it has a higher success rate than he was having on his own.
Okay.
Go up to a girl, or because they're always in groups. You know what I mean? Because girls got to be in groups because there's some bad motherfuckers out there, you know, fucking sneak a roofling into your drink and whatnot.
Fuck those people.
Girls travel in packs. Makes sense. But it's easier when they're, I don't know, if it's like just two girls or three girls. You go up to one of the girls. You pick the girl that your boy wants, and you know, I don't know, just tap her on the shoulder, get her attention. You'd be like, hey, have you met my friend Max over here? And you just do the introduction, just break the fucking ice, and then talk to the other girls. And then let him, and then he can shoot himself in the foot. It's not the best, but it's something. I don't know.
It's like a layup?
I've seen that work. Yeah, it's definitely not a layup, but it's more like a half-court shot.
Well, no, I mean, like, you're doing the alley-oop and then see if they can actually dunk it.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say that. It breaks the ice, but another one I've seen Chris do this to break the ice. You go up to a girl. I feel like I've said this on the podcast before. And you go up to a girl and just, like, act like you're going to do rock, paper, scissors with them.
Okay.
And then if they get it, it could be very awkward if they're like, what the fuck are you doing? But you go up to them and you go... And you play rock, paper, scissors with them. And then you're like, if they beat you, you're like, all right, best 2 out of 3 or something. and then you're like, all right, loser buys the other person a drink or something like that. So it could, that can work. I'm trying to think if there's any other ones. But the most important thing that I've learned as I've gotten older, I feel like I say the same shit all the time on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck it. I'll say it again. Girls... In any situation, they need to be comfortable, okay?
Right.
It's like the fucking... It's like fucking Africa out there, man. It's like the jungle, you know what I mean? It's like, we're like lions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta make them feel comfortable in the situation. And the best way to do it is usually if you have an in, okay? That's why a wingman is so huge. Literally... They need to do studies on this shit. This would be huge for us. Some sports science, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The success rate, if you have a wingman go in first, I guarantee you is so much higher. Because if you go in it, have someone go in there that's got no skin in the game, the girls will feel more comfortable and not feel like they're, like, being pounced on. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly, right.
And, yeah, so it's all about comfortability. But if you have an in, like, are you, like, you have something to talk about. Like... We talked about it on an episode that we haven't released yet, but a girl, like, I don't know, if you have, like, an in, I'm trying to put this into words, Max. If you have an in with a girl, like, a girl is a great wingman, okay?
Okay.
But if you have, like, something to talk about, and don't buy them a drink right away. That's fucking, you're just going to waste money. I think I talked about that on the WODI nomination with the girl from, with Brianna from the University of Cincinnati.
Right, shout out to
She's
Brianna.
She's like, oh, girls just want free drinks. So, go in there, have a conversation, show them that you're a fun guy. You know, don't be a fucking creep. You know, have some confidence and have something to talk about. And I've noticed as we've started this company, I have a lot more shit to talk about. I was a fucking loser before, okay? Absolute loser. Not a shot at me, but a shot at me. What did I have that was different from any other guy? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tall, sure, but like, I didn't have like a crazy great job or anything. What do I do for hobbies? Oh, I like to watch fucking football. What's separating me from the rest of the pack? So guys, focus on that. Focus on your personal self, and that'll build your confidence up. And like I'm saying with this wingman of the year shit, I've been to a fucking exorcism. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I went to a fucking nudist resort and got fully naked. My confidence, now that I've done these things, like, and these conversations can keep me in the conversation forever. I have a podcast. You know what I mean? And that's fascinating to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Have something to talk about, guys. All right, I'm done with my rant.
It was a great rant. I felt it.
That was actually, like, kind of like what Wingman of the Year is all about, right? Helping out the boys?
Yeah. No, it was, you know, that's what it is all about. And I am proud that you are the leader of the Wingman Revolution.
The Wingman Revolution. Operation Wingman. We're going to train all these motherfuckers.
Let's go.
Like, be interesting, boys. Think about it. You got to be different. All the guys will shit on, I'm going to bring up MGK and Pete Davidson and Travis Barker. They're fucking three babes right now, right? And they're like, how the fuck did they get them? And they're like, MGK's just some skinny, druggy-looking dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's different. He's got talents, guys. All us guys are the same. Do something different. Be you. You know what I mean? Have right. a fuck. Girls like hobbies. Girls like hobbies. That's what I figured out. So, when you see a guy with a girl, when you see a guy with a girl and you're like, how the fuck did he score her? He's probably got some hobbies. He's probably an interesting guy. You know what I mean? Because girls don't give a fuck about looks.
Yo, whatever it is.
Oh, Max.
Flying a kite. I don't know. Arts and crafts. Like, do you. Do you.
Right. Hold on, Max. Can you see me still?
I can. Yep, you're good. Everything's good and present here.
All right, because my fucking own camera keeps popping out.
Okay, I still see you right now, so.
All right, it's just very laggy. We'll go back and edit this. All right, so I'm getting off my soapbox, Max. Let's talk about this week's episode.
Yes.
We got a great interview with Gael from Clap Cleats. Max.
That's the Clap Cleat dance.
Tell the people.
Clap Cleats, bro, they fuck. I actually came up with a term in the interview. They're the wingman of socks, all right? Wingman of socks.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only they're keeping your feet warm, so basically the gist of a Clap Cleat, if you don't know, is basically they're a sock that gives you grip. So when you're going to Pound Town or what other sexual activities you may desire or non-sexual activities, you have the function for the motion of the ocean and all the other jazz. So that's what a Clap Cleat is, right? Kind of funny, but kind of practical. They fuck literally, figuratively, and metaphorically. And Gael is a bomb-ass dude, great dude. We actually got to meet him at Exotica in New Jersey. Funny enough, we actually thought this product was really cool about a month ago. He was popping off on TikTok. And I told Hunter straight up, like, yo, I want to, like, interview this on the show. Then we're at Exotica just minding our own fucking business. And sure enough, there's a booth for Clap Cleats. And, you know, like, sometimes you're, like, out in the Sahara Desert, another desert reference, right? And we have, like, the oasis for the water. That's how we felt, that it was, like, full circle. Like, wait, this company's here, and we thought this was cool, and we had it on our list to, like, reach out to. This was, like, fucking prime. So, very long story, but Gael is a solid dude. We talk about the company. We talk about his projects. He's getting into NFTs, NF cleats, he calls them. That's fucking interesting. Mm-hmm. And because it's cool, we did a great wingman shout out for the holidays. And you'll see in there, but we'll just remind you, we talk about buying the clap cleats, right? Buy them, let us know, you get shit from us. Great win-win. But there was a lot we covered. Love the episode. Hunter tore it up, as always. I was there doing the giggles, and we're good to roll, right? What else is there to say, Hunt?
All right, welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. I'm with Max, as always, and we have Gael here with us, the owner of Clap Cleats. Gael, how the hell are you, man?
What's up, man? I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming to Wing It with us. So let's get some background on you, and then we're going to talk about Clap Cleats, because everyone wants to hear about it. It's like huge viral on TikTok now. Oh, yeah. So, Gael, where are you from? Let's start there.
All right, what's up? So we're based out of New Jersey.
Okay.
And yeah, that's where we're from.
Okay. So, and how old are you?
Oh, I'm in my mid-30s.
All right. All right. Not bad. Gael, New Jersey, mid-30s, clap cleats. Gael, how'd you get this crazy idea? It's an amazing crazy idea, like a good crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've always been the type to try to give my best in the bedroom. I'll be straight up 100% clear about that. I've always felt like I've had a chip on my shoulder. So I've always felt like I always wanted to prove that I was the best that any girl ever had, whether it came to existence or not, whatever. But I always wanted to be the best in the bedroom. And then I would say I was in a relationship. And after 2 years of being together, the relationship fell apart. And I had gained weight throughout the relationship, right? And so when I started dating again, I said I had to get back into my date weight. You've heard that expression before? Get back to your date weight?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I said I had to do. So I was going to the gym with my friend and I was actually doing really, really well. And I really started enjoying doing hip thrusts. You guys are familiar with that workout?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. So I was doing up to 500 pounds with hip thrusts. And my friend started laughing. He's like, bro, you're going to crush it. Whoever the next girl you start dating is, I feel bad for her. Right. And I started laughing and I was like, yeah, it's just too bad I can't keep my sneakers on when smashing, because, you know, like I would love to put all my leg force into it. Right. And then we were just laughing and I was like, yeah, imagine if I could put just more drive rather than just using my hips, but like anchoring myself with my feet. And it was just a joke at the beginning. And then I said, you know what, why not? And all of a sudden, I was about to go on a date with this really hot, big booty chick. And I was like, you know what, I got to try to impress her, right? So I was starting to research to see if there was something, you know, that I can use to give me leverage, like something for my feet. And there wasn't anything exactly that I wanted. So, of course, I bought like yoga socks, right? Because yoga socks do have grips on them. But they're like one size fits all socks and they're like rounded. They're not like individual toed or anything. So I put them on and they were working for like 1 or 2 minutes. Of course, when I'm like, because the date was successful, right? So I'm over here smashing. And then I'm like, all right, let's, you know, so I'm using these socks and they work for like 1 or 2 minutes. But then they started rolling off to the side, right?
Ooh. Oh man.
And so now I have like these, now I'm slipping all over the place. So I had to like, you know, rip them off real quick. And while in the middle of the session, I'm like, man, I think I could improve on that and figure out something myself. And that's literally how it started.
That's gotta be the craziest, like most interesting story for a company startup I've ever heard, or any of the wingers have ever heard. I'm sure you get that a lot, don't you?
Oh yeah. People always want to ask, you know, like, oh, how'd you come up with this? And I'm always like, I'm gonna be real. Like I always like giving my all in the bedroom. I'm the type of guy who like loves trying to impress. I'm the type of guy who loves when the girl they're hitting up tells their friends, oh my God, this guy had so much energy or was so crazy in the bedroom. So I lost some of that edge. Like I said, I was in a 2-year relationship and I lost some of that edge and I wanted to get it back quickly. So I found a way to do that.
That makes sense. Now you're humping with the best of them, man. You're humping with the best of them.
Legendary.
What was the eureka moment when you got the name, though? So you had the idea. The name, I assume, came a little after, right?
Yeah, 100% it did. And if you guys want a good laugh, the first name that we thought about, well, I love saying we, but it's, you know, I mean, I'm the CEO. But the first name we thought about was Seg Socks, like sex, but without spelling it that way.
Okay. Because,
I like how they do it on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Like how they spell it on TikTok, because I was like, how can I market this without getting, you know, flagged and in trouble too much? Because, you know, I didn't want to use Segs on the actual product, right? Mm. So I was like, oh, maybe Segs socks, you know? And I was like, I don't know. And then I just sat down and said, no. It's time to think about how to convey what these really do, right? And like any good athlete, if you're a football player, if you're a baseball player, if you're a soccer player, what do you all have in common? What's the one piece of equipment all three of them have in common?
Cleats, footwear.
That's right. Having cleats, right? If you want that maximum traction, that maximum force, you're going to wear cleats. So I was like, all right. So I already know I want to make these cleats. And then I was like, what's the best way to, you know, like to say sex without saying sex? And it was clapping cheeks. So it was like clap cleats. It was just too perfect. Too perfect.
No, that's amazing. And obviously, like the way you said you came up with like the company, like or the product and whatnot, you want to give it your all. And it makes total sense to, like, that you're marketing towards like athletes, because those are guys that want to give it all. You know what I mean? So yeah, the correlation's there.
That's true, except I actually don't want to market just to athletes. I want everyone to realize there's an athlete in all of them. I want everyone to put, you know, what's awesome is when you put these on, it gives you an extra confidence. It gives you an extra boost. Now, for people who are skeptical, like, oh, but who wants to wear socks in the bedroom? First off, if you're only doing it in the bedroom, you're boring as hell. You want to be in the kitchen. You want to be in the living room. You want to be in the bathroom. And what's that have? Tile, hardwood floor, ceramic. Come on. So, like, you know, so if you're the type of guy who's skeptical, nah, I'm not going to have socks on. Well, then good. That means you're not a performer. That means you're not trying to give out your A game. So in my opinion, I want to convey the message to even the average performer. Yo, step up your game. Hit it out of the park, literally. So, you know, it's not just for athletes. It's for anyone who just wants to step up their game a little bit.
Oh, for sure. I love that. You're a wingman for thinking about everyone. I love that, Gael.
Yeah, 100%. That's what makes me go to bed at night. That's what makes me feel good at night, knowing that I'm helping people out. And I cannot tell you how many people send me picture messages of just their feet saying, you know what's up, or you know what's happening tonight.
Oh my God.
And I'm dying laughing because my friends, of course, all my friends have pairs now, right? Mm-hmm. So they're always like, you know what's coming. And I'm like, thanks. You don't have to keep telling me every time you're having sex.
Yeah, it's a little flex on them. Max, you got some burning questions over there.
Well, I got to do one quick audible off saying your friends are hitting you up. Do you get any like awkward pictures of like people like in action shots with this shit?
No, hell no.
Okay.
No.
You haven't hit that.
I'm not making that up and saying, yeah, no.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad you haven't been a scar to that yet. Okay. So my thinking is this, right? So obviously it's helping out. It's doing great for performing in bed. Have you done any sort of like, whether official or unofficial clinical trials to see like how much more things are happening? Like, getting 2 inches deeper.
That's science.
Yeah, it's very.
You know, it's. Yeah, you know what? No, and the reason why is because there's been a few times where we caught virality, and so you know, like I don't have the time to do that, but I want to do that, especially because my background. I'm actually a occupational therapist, right? So I work with rehabbing people who've had debilitating injuries and all these different things going on in their lives. And, you know, that's my background. So I know about doing clinical research.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be cool. I mean, obviously, like you said, it's a little bit, there's some fun in the mix of that type of thing, but you kind of wonder, cause you're right. If you're having such a thrust point and you have more like leverage to your footing, literally, I mean, that's going to help out. So.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely know it helps. I mean, everyone who puts it on says it helps. The moment they put it on and step on any floor, they're like, whoa, yeah, this is the real deal, you know? And so what I like doing is when I have exhibits at booths at different events, I put down a hardwood tile. I mean, a hardwood floor, a piece of a hardwood floor and a piece of a ceramic tile. And then I have people and I demo it with people and they're like, oh, wow, it does work. So, yeah.
That's smart. That's a good segue too. So we saw you at Exotica in New Jersey. Actually, ironically, saw one of the videos that went on TikTok where you were talking about the virality of it. And I just thought when I saw it, I'm like, that's just fucking great. Like, I just love, you know what I mean? It's like, you have like, this is genius, but you're also laughing because there is a little bit of that, like, you know, the high school kid and you giggling. So like, this is awesome. Yeah, I just love it. And what was cool is you had a lot of action at your booth. How's the interactions and things at Exotica's been for you? I know you just said you were in DC too.
Yeah. So it's been fantastic. And basically I went viral on TikTok right before going to the Exotica in New Jersey. And then Exotica New Jersey, we just made a game. Like, you know, I mean, this is supposed to be athletic, right? So we did a cornhole game for people to try to win a free pair. And so people were coming up to the booth. Some were saying, yo, we saw you on TikTok. And other people were like, yo, I want to play this game, you know, to win a free pair. So that was awesome. But the networking was unbelievable. Networking with different people such as yourselves, podcasters, people in the adult industry, people who have OnlyFans coming up to me saying, yo, hook me up with a pair and I'll put it on during my OnlyFans. And I promise you they have, and their followers have watched as they've used my socks during the action. It's great.
That's so cool. Yeah, actually, our boy Hunt right here, I think, was like the first of the day on Saturday to get the cornhole in. That was pretty prime.
Yeah, you guys told me I was the first to get them all in, so I did win a pair of clap cleats from you. And Gael, I will tell you that I did try them. I wanted to save that.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. The only thing I didn't get to try them. I have a small apartment. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to try them on like hardwood floor, but I did like walk on it. There's definitely some serious grip, but I wore them one time having sex. Yes. It was on carpet though, but so
that's okay. Even on carpet, they work. One of my favorite stories is when I first started out, I have a friend who owns an auto body, and he bought like 6 pairs for all his employees, right, at the auto body. And one of them was this gentleman, I think he was between 55 and 60. And so, you know, the owner of the company, my friend, gave him a pair. And I remember a month later, I passed by to visit my friend, the owner of the auto body. And all of a sudden, the 55-year-old man runs up to me, puts his arm around my shoulder and says how much he loved them. And he's like, they work so well, even on the rug. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're great. I'm going to recommend them to everyone. They're amazing. And they're fairly priced, too. Very fairly priced.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not trying to scam anyone. I just want to help my boys, you know, perform better in the bedroom, right? I have a friend who says, you got to appeal to the masses. You got to appeal to the masses. So
absolutely,
that's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to rake this huge profit off of people.
Right. Max, you had some more questions?
So here, right, you're talking about the grip and stuff, like Hunt was saying, and the carpet. Like, is there other applications you can use clap cleats?
Sure. I have some friends who use them for working out in the garage.
Okay, so in the garage, they just have a better grip when they're, like, working on stuff.
Yeah. I mean, some people have, like, they don't have a real, like, I mean, some people don't have, they just have a basic garage floor, and so they've been putting them on while they do their workout. Because, you know, during Corona, a lot of the gyms were shut down, and so people started working out from home. And so I have some friends who use it for working out.
Okay, that's great.
But in order to keep a niche, whatever you want to say,
I did the same thing.
I like just focusing in on, you know,
on the
traction for the action, thrust for the lust, to get deep in their guts.
No, like every bit of that. That's what you should hone in on. It's one of those things that, like, you'll have something like, let's say, duct tape, right? And then, like, people use it for freaking tuxedos. So I knew with a product like that, there had to be some other quirky things, whether they're opening up pickle jars or some shit. So,
oh, that's so funny. You know what?
That's a good idea.
I don't know. I haven't, no one's told me to use it for other things, but of course there's applications. Anything you need some grip for, you should have application, right?
Right. No, and actually, I was originally going to save this for later, but it makes sense to bring it up now, right? So
what's up?
Mm-hmm. I feel like with this product, being that it's a sex-based product and there's like all this stuff in the sex world, do you feel like there's going to be like down the line some fetish videos with like clap cleats, like just some, like, it'll be a whole subcategory? Do you envision that future for your marketing teams?
Down the line, it's already happening. People who already do gangbangs already bought them in bulk from me.
Holy shit. Okay.
You know why?
Okay, no, why?
Because the only thing that you, in a gangbang, the only piece of clothing you have on is your socks.
Oh shit!
They just walk around from partner to partner, and so they, you know, just have their socks on. So, you know, and the way some gangbangs work, I mean, because I'm new to the whole adult industry, right? Exotica, New Jersey was my first introduction to the adult industry, right?
Okay.
I mean, other than watching porn. But that was my real introduction back in like fifth grade. But what I'm saying is that, you know, some people came up to me at both Exoticas. And I can tell you a little more about Washington DC Exotica because something really different happened there. Yeah, they said, you know, this makes sense for their gangbang events, right? And I was like, oh, okay. And then they say, yeah, you know, some people like host it. They charge people money to enter the party. And they said they can add money to their revenue by selling them at the event, at the gangbang. I was like, Holy shit. All right. And so I don't know. I mean, is that a fetish? Gangbangs? Is that considered a fetish? I mean, think so.
Hey, enhancements. We're here for that.
Now, there's also a friend of mine who I also met at Exotica, New Jersey, who's a foot fetish photographer. So he takes models who do like OnlyFans and other photo shoots, and he does photo shoots but focuses on their feet. And I've already sent him he's asked for like 6 or 8 pairs, and then he'll take pictures with the model and then post it and tag me on his Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
That's so if there's fetishes, yep, it's happening.
Good. I'm happy. See, it was one of those things. I'm like, you know, there's different sex toys that have their own sub genre. So I'm like, I feel like it's only gonna be a matter of time for you. Where like,
right
in the hub, there's gonna be like, you know, 2,000 recommendations. What are you thinking, Han? What you got over there?
Yeah. So I one more use. Well, it's for base like any sock, I guess. But I always have heard that if women wear socks while having sex, that it's easier for them to come.
Yep. There's 4 research articles already that show a clinical significance that and basically the way that works is, and it's quite simple and it makes a lot of sense, right? So the best way to have an orgasm is you need to have good blood circulation throughout the body. And what's the one area of women that we all know gets really cold, especially at night when they snuggle up to you?
Feet.
Their feet. Right. So what happens is when their feet get cold, their blood vessels are contracted. And if their blood vessels are contracted, they're not getting good blood circulation throughout the body. So it's prohibiting them from having the orgasms they should be having. So if they have socks on, they will have better orgasms. So, yeah, that's in our pitch when we're at it.
Yeah, no, it's all about being comfortable. You know, a girl being comfortable, at least. Guy can come whenever, but girls got to be comfortable.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I know you've been diving in on marketing to the guys. The girls can do this too. Let's go down the dark internet here. You know, girls pegging dudes. They could put on some clap cleats too.
You know what's in? Oh, I'm sorry, friends over. Keep going.
No, you're good. No, that was it.
Yeah. So, I would say percentage wise, whether women are buying them for their husbands or boyfriends, or they're buying them because they like, you know, pegging guys.
Strap on with the girls.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. No, 100%. So I've been told that already. Somebody's reached out to me saying that that's what they use it for. Also, the names, the percentage, right? Because when people purchase this product, it used to be all guys at the beginning, right? It was only like 1 or 3% women, the names, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or commonly used women's names. And now it's all the way up to like 30%.
Wow. That's so
cool. That makes sense for like girls to want to get that for their guys. They want to get fucked better too.
And then they don't know exactly how to say it, or they want to offend their man, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, here, look what I got you, without saying, hey, step up your game, right?
Yeah, that is like the ultimate present. Like, oh, hey, babe, I see where you're going with this. Let me put these on right now.
Yeah.
Gael, let's pivot a little. I want to talk on the business end of things because I'm a little bit of a business nerd and whatnot. I want to talk about the manufacturing. So when you got the idea, I've never made like a product. Like, what is how did you get the manufacturing going? Like, how did you figure this out to get this product?
Well, it's not my first physical product entrepreneurial journey.
Okay.
Like I said before, I have a I have a master's degree in occupational therapy, and being a therapist for 7 years, I help people reach their goals. And I'm only allowed to work with patients for up to 90 days. So I made a planner on how to reach their goals in 90 days. Mm-hmm. A lot of time our patients don't have the patience when they see they're not making progress, but it's like looking in the mirror as you're getting taller, and you won't see it, but everyone around you sees it, right? You never see yourself getting taller. So it's the same thing with, you know, rehab and trying to make progress. You don't see the progress compared to everyone else. So I made journals for people to write down their goals for themselves. Okay. And I did that by researching manufacturers. I tried contacting book manufacturers or publishers, whatever, in the US, and they didn't want to help me because I was just a little, you know, just a small fry. Couldn't make that many orders.
Right.
So there's other platforms out there that are international that you can say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Can you help us with that? So that's how I learned how to reach out to international manufacturers for pretty much anything. And so I took that experience from that business and I applied it towards this one where I learned how to reach out to manufacturers. You know, just type in international manufacturers and type in what product you're looking for and you'll find it. There's websites out there like Alibaba's, very common these days.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that one. For the listeners, if you haven't seen or tried clap cleats yet, they actually have individual toe holes too. It's pretty cool. That's like fits like a glove on your foot.
That is the point. So it doesn't slip off your feet. It's got the grips even on the toes, you know? And so that's what makes the product stand out. That's what made me have to reach out to the manufacturer and say, look, this is what I want. And can we make it happen? And it took so many months to do it, you know? Because they don't play around. They're going to send you a sample of what you want, but charge you a premium price for that sample. And then you're going to say, no, let me try this. Or, oh, you got to make adjustments here. So then it's back and forth. And mind you, you're getting shipped internationally. So you're paying a premium price for the product just to make the sample. Then you're paying for the shipping and it's expedited shipping, you know. So because of all that, it's time consuming. Right. So you want to make your product and you're itching to get it out there. But sometimes you can't do that because you have to go through the procedures because they don't want to be blamed if your product isn't how you wanted it. You know, so they're very thorough about that.
Well, it makes sense.
So,
there's a lot of work on that end. Have you this idea popped in my head while you were talking about the manufacturing? Did you consider like Kickstarter or something before? And if so, how long do you think it would take to get like funded on Kickstarter if you started that way?
So Kickstarter might not do this because it's got the word sex in it, but Indiegogo Indiegogo would definitely do it. And I am going to do an Indiegogo campaign for the Clap Cleats version 3. Like I said, we're always doing new versions. And so there's a little something extra that we're doing that's really going to step up the Clap Cleats game. So the version 3 is going to have a new feature that, you know, you got to stay tuned to find out what it is, but it's going to be on our Indiegogo. An Indiegogo campaign probably, and that doesn't take more than 2 months to like completely fulfill it, you know, but you got to do some heavy marketing ahead of time. Right. And remember, these are early adopters. Anyone who's on Kickstarter or Indiegogo, you know, embrace new ideas. So I have to make sure that my product is a new idea. And it already is a new idea, but there's something extra that I have for the version 3 that's going to make it be like, oh, there is really nothing like this. So I'm really excited about that because that the sample for that already arrived to me 3 days ago. So,
so a little behind the scenes for winging it and the wingers. That's a good segue. Because you also have something else that you're working on that's a good transition for this, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are definitely going the route of making NFTs. Now, for anyone who's listening, like, how can you do NFTs for Clap Cleats, right? Well, first off, it's going to be called NF Cleats. And what we're doing is we're making an NFT that has legitimate utility. So the goal is for us to create, you know, a certain supply of NFTs, and the owners of these NFTs will keep getting our limited editions because every time we make a pair of clap cleats, we do a time frame run of each edition and we never go back to it. We may always have the original on Amazon, but you know, on our website, we will always keep pushing for a new limited edition, whether it's color, pattern, design. And so anyone who owns the NFT or the NF cleat will get each new edition, each new limited edition, so long as they continue to hold on to the NFT. And what will happen is they are part, they have ownership of that, and they will get a royalty. So once they sell it to somebody else, if they decide to sell it to somebody else, then that person can claim, you know, the new limited editions whenever they come out. And when there's a transfer of sale, the owner of the NFT will get a percentage of it every time it's sold again and sold again. So yeah, it's really exciting. Starting to build up a community around it on Discord.
Yeah, we got to get that Discord link after, because I'm totally interested.
Yes. Oh, sir. Yeah. No, we'll put it on the show notes, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way you're thinking.
And not only that, like, what's happening is we went super viral recently after the second Exotica convention, the one in Washington, D.C. And that was important because I didn't tell you guys this, but TikTok shut down our account. So if anyone who followed us on TikTok, we are now Clap Cleats 2.0, which is appropriate because we have the 2.0 limited edition. But they suspended. I don't know. I've been trying to get my account back, and so far I've been unsuccessful. And it was a shame too, because it was our fourth video that was going viral, you know, and helping the sales. It was really pumping out the sales. And then all of a sudden I'm driving down to Exotica and I no longer hear the sales, because my phone gets a chime, like a cashier register, every time someone makes a purchase, you know? And so, and it was just consistently going off, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And then all of a sudden I'm driving down to Exotica, Washington, D.C., and the ka-ching stops. And I'm like, what the hell? And then I don't even get inside the hotel when I get to the parking lot. I just stay in the parking lot. I'm like, what the heck happened? And then I look at my account and it says suspended. Oh, I was like, oh, geez. Come on. And it got suspended because some of the videos from Exotica, New Jersey, the background people were kind of scantily clothed, I guess. And for whatever reason, they decided to flag me slowly and slowly, and then boom, it just disappeared.
TikTok is such bullshit with like what they allow, and it's insane.
Yeah, it depends on your age. The younger you are, the more you can get away with.
Oh,
as disgusting as that is, it's the truth.
Oh man, no, so that's crazy. So just like, just from like TikTok has been your huge like promoter for all of this, right?
Yeah, until and because I never cared much for social media. I learned TikTok, and that was fun. And then so we went viral on TikTok. And then when that happened, I'm like, you know what? Don't get beat up about it. You know, if your product is a real product, then it'll go viral again. You know, this will be a testament to whether or not you're a one trick pony or a one hit wonder. Mm-hmm. And so I said, it's time to learn Instagram. It's time to step up my Instagram game, right? And so sure enough, I had a wonderful community around me at Exotica. First off, I love the adult industry now. They are the best community, open-minded. Everyone embraces each other, understands that everyone's trying to hustle. There's more love in that community and less hate than almost every other community in the planet, in my opinion. Seriously, I think people underestimate the community that is the adult industry. Anyway,
you're right, because they're definitely open-minded, and you got to take that into account, yeah.
That exactly was our first experience too, and it was really receptive. We got a bunch of networking leads, and it was just really cool to see that environment. It really blew me away in a positive manner.
Yep. And so while I was at my booth, the booth next to me, they were super awesome chicks, and they were showing me how to use Instagram, like, you know, with reels and with stories and, you know, tagging and all that stuff. I know that sounds so basic for some people, but I just wasn't doing it. You know, I was good at duetting and stitching on TikTok, but I wasn't good at Instagram. Anyway, the point is, so many adult entertainers were like digging my idea or my product, right? And would come up to the booth, and then I would record them, you know, and then they would like do like a free little promo. Buy Clap Cleats if you want to clap these cheeks. And so, I did that. And then... And then Monday morning, driving home from the Exotica convention, all of a sudden the cashier register on my app just started going off again and off again and all ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And so, you know, some of the videos were going viral. Some performers were, you know, tagging us or posting on their account. Yo, check out Clap Feats. Even Evan Stone. Evan Stone. Oh, you did? Yeah. So
that was April O'Neil too, right?
Yep. Oh man.
Oh, I saw. I could have missed that one, man.
Oh yeah. And so you know, and this is for free, just supporting the product and totally loving it, right? So it was awesome. And so it turns out stuff like that was starting to go viral on Instagram and on Twitter. And all of a sudden, I've made 4 times the amount of sales that any TikTok made me, and I did well on TikTok. So imagine 4 times the sales.
You're having a good fucking week, then.
I'm having an incredible week. My week since Monday, and what are we, Wednesday?
Yeah,
I think so.
My week is like some people's years right now.
Damn, dude.
Good for you.
Social media.
Yeah, you just got to do it the right way.
Yeah, that's crazy that you weren't really using those other platforms besides TikTok, and then Evan Stone and like April O'Neil being wingmen, you know, promoting the product for free.
For real.
Thing is, with content creators, they need content to talk about, so it makes sense for them to share stuff, and you know, it's networking 101. So it goes hand in hand. So that's like why we have you here. We need content. You want
to
promote?
Yeah, and I'm happy to do it. And if you guys need me on again, I'll be more than happy to do it. I will be on anybody who asks me to be on their podcast. I will be on it because I just love being part of social media and helping anyone who's trying to make their hustle happen. I'm all about it.
Yeah, man. No, we appreciate it. You're a fucking real one. You're a real one. Max, did you have any questions? I know you probably have some about the NFTs.
Well, yeah. So it's pretty cool that you kind of have this whole system in place, right? It's kind of, we were talking before on air that you're going to have it almost be kind of like a revenue sharing. Was that my understanding, to have some utilities to the images?
Yep. There's more. Oh, I mentioned, and one last thing, you're also going to get a skin in the metaverse. So we're most likely going to buy property on Decentraland. And then people can like mint their own skin. They can mint their own cleats. It'll be on their feet.
No way.
We got to talk to him after and get in on this too, because I want to make some wingman shit too. And I want to keep up with clap cleats.
Yes, please. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, we're
all the wingmen in the metaverse will be wearing clap cleats. You have my word, Guy.
Actually, I agreed to that. We'll definitely wear some clap cleats in the metaverse. But like one thing that we're pondering doing is we have an award here that's called Wingman of the Year. So legit, like as we get these stories and nominations, we pick who the Wingman of the Year is. This is going to be our first year giving it. And the one thing that we definitely want to do is do an NFT for that. So you'll get a real trophy and real gear and all that good stuff. But then we want to give an NFT out. So we want to learn that from just a giveaway standpoint, but then obviously have that monetary piece made to help fund the company like you're doing for yourself.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go into that. We can collaborate on that.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. But it's pretty dope. So no, kudos to you. I think and I love how you said NF cleat. That's like mix it up just a little bit to be your own thing.
He's like us with like the phrases. Like we just put like wingman, this. I love it.
I love fucking marketing and rhyming. It's great.
Me too. I can't tell you how many people have hit my DMs from Instagram in the past 3 days saying, yo, your marketing is amazing. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
I mean, my only question I have, I'm going to tweak it a smidge because we're going to go into like the story and probably wrap up too. But like, where do you like, are people ready for what you have in store for this coming year? Like, I feel like you're going to be making some big moves, especially now kind of understanding the depths of your business.
No, people aren't ready. I have, aside from the standard cleats, you already know about the Indiegogo campaign that I'm going to set up. There's actually 3 other physical products that are lined up that are unique. And with the NF cleats, it's going to be awesome. So I think 2022 is going to be pretty neat for clap cleats. That's for sure.
Fuck yeah. No, I'm excited. You know, I was going to do it the traditional, like, where do you see yourself in the next few years? But just knowing you, I'm like, no, you're fucking going 80 miles an hour. So that's why I had to tweak it up a bit.
Yeah, the key is You know, you gotta stay humble, and any revenue that comes into the company goes right back into the company. I'm not like going out to steak dinners all the time. I'm not upgrading my ride. I'm not changing my environment, you know, or buying the latest, you know, edition of anything. All the money goes right back into the company to make it keep growing. That's how a real startup works. And, and it's tough, you know, like most people don't know, but I loved my condo. I had a condo right by a lake at an awesome park. And I sold it because I know the market was getting super hot. And I said, you know what, if I sell it now and take these profits and, you know, push my company using these profits, if I suck it up and, downgrade, you know, to instead of a condo, but to an apartment, then I can really help push the company move forward as fast as possible. So doing stuff like that is what separates real entrepreneurs from, you know, fake entrepreneurs.
There it is. Gael, you're the man. We can't wait to keep supporting you and following your journey.
Oh, Gael,
it's time. It's time, brother. I need a wingman story out of you.
What do you got for us? So, all right. So do you remember when I told you that I was going back to my date weight and that I was hitting up the gym? And my friend was the one who said, bro, I feel bad for the next chick you're going to smash because you're really going to take it out on her with those 500-pound hip thrusts.
Yeah.
That dude went on a date once, right? And so he was like, yo, this girl is so hot. I think I got a chance with her tonight. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. He's like, bro, is it too much for you if you could just drive over here and get me a pair and just put them in my car? And I was like, wait, for real? And he's like, yeah, man, I really want to impress her, bro. And I was like, yo, I'm on my own date right now. He's like, can you do this for me, bro? And I was like, of course. I love you. I love the product. I want to make sure you go out with a bang, literally. So I was like, yep. So I ditched my date to drive over, go back to my place to get a pair of clap cleats, right? Because, you know, these were just the prototypes at the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I flew over and, you know, he left his car open. And so I went and I just put him in, you know, like the back seat. And that's so then amazing. sure enough, he used them. He said he loved them. He's like, you know, good looking out. And so it's not your typical wingman story, right? Because it's, I wasn't there to like pick up an ugly chick for him while he gets the hot chick. It wasn't like that. But to me, hey, I ditched my date for that. So,
oh, hey, yeah, it's not exactly. Always about like, jumping on the grenade, taking the ugly chick. There's 8 million ways to be a wingman. It doesn't even have to be, helping your boy get a girl. It could be like just dragging his dumbass home from the bar. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a girl.
I'll tell you another one. If that is the case, I'll tell you. I have a friend who's like 6'5", right? And when we were younger, he got super drunk. And I was like, yo, you're going to throw up all over this place. So I took him outside so he could throw up, right? He ends up like collapsing on his knees and he's like throwing up on the floor. And I'm like, yo, this guy's about to face plant, right? And so I'm trying to like pick him up and he's drunk out of his mind. And then he ends up standing up with me on his shoulders and I'm like half his size. And and he just like picks me up and it's almost as if he didn't even know I was there. And then I'm like, yo, bro, what are you doing? I'm like, I fly off him. And then he just collapses on his own vomit. I was like, oh, bro, I was trying to be wingman, trying to not make him look bad in front of everybody. But gonna do it.
It backfired. No, hey, you tried. It really is about trying.
It's some Frankenstein shit there. He just like rose from the dead of vomiting.
Yo, for real. it's like I was 5 pounds on him. So he was such a big dude.
He was trying to puke and rally and keep that party going.
Yeah, for real.
I have to add this though. On top of the great stories, I feel like the product you have is truly. I have a saying, and you can take it if you want. It's the wingman of socks.
Yo, I love that.
Yeah, it hit me like 2 minutes ago, and I'm like, he's
the wingman of socks.
You sure I can take that?
Yes,
because I'm gonna take it.
Take it.
Heck yeah.
Take it all. Yeah, take it all.
Wingman of socks. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
No other socks have function. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just keep your feet warm. That's it.
Well, no, that's this podcast has been amazing. But Gael, we got to wrap up. But before we go, I'm going to be a wingman for clap cleats.
Oh, yeah?
Let me talk to my listeners real quick here. Wingers, wherever you are, listen up. Go get yourself Christmas is coming off, okay? Go get yourself some fucking clap cleats. Women, get your man some clap cleats. You know, there's always like the old saying people hate getting socks for Christmas. No more. People love getting socks for Christmas now. They like getting clap cleats. Go get a real stocking stuffer. This is it. They're fairly priced. It's your sex game's going to go through the roof. Buy some clap cleats now. Wingers, do it.
Actually, I'll even one up it. If you can prove to us, like, buy the clap cleats, send us the receipt, we'll send you a little goodie in the mail. Easy. Done.
Oh, yes. You guys are wingmen.
Wow. We got wingman of the year. We got some tchotchkes. We got some official wingman of the year condoms. We got stickers. We will send you shit.
Yeah, we'll send you some rubbers to go along with your clap cleats.
Yes.
I love it. I love it, guys.
Yes. Yes, Kyle. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Where can people find you?
On Instagram, at Clap Cleats. On Twitter, at Clap Cleats. And our website is clapcleats.com.
Okay. And then the TikTok is Clap Cleats 2.0?
2.0, yeah. That one would be really helpful, guys. I have very little content on there right now, but I'm going to be putting a lot on there. Clap Cleats 2.0.
All right. You heard them, guys.
All will be in the show notes.
Yep. Yep. And we'll put that Discord in there as well. All right,
yeah,
wingers.
For sure.
It's been a pleasure. Gael, thank you for winging it with us. Till next time.
All right. Bye now. Peace.